Hello, and thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. Today is March 13th. We are in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio, Minneapolis, Minnesota. My name is Dan Whalen, and with me as always is Adam Erdman.
Hello, it's me.
It's you. How's it going now that it's nice out?
Oh, it's excellent.
We can have the windows open again.
Yes. Get a little ambiance in here.
Yeah.
The outside, the uptown area.
The suburbs of uptown. Just quiet enough, but, you know, the occasional cop car.
Indeed.
And
keeps things interesting.
I mean, there's only that one bar over on the corner, so it's nobody's wandering around drunk, which is nice.
Yeah.
Because I've given up on the real uptown. It's... I've lost a taste for it. I don't know if you
really
have.
Huh. Well, I guess I just haven't spent enough time there yet to be desensitized to the glitz and the glamour of it.
Is there, are you at all drawn to anything on that jaunt?
Difficult to say, but I do believe Dave just raised his hand here. So perhaps we should introduce our guests.
Yeah, we'll bring in our guests then. So with us today, we have Dave Wheeler returning, and joining us for the first time, we have Dan Scarrow.
Hello.
So this is going to be interesting because we have two Dans, and even during the mic check, which you can find at bufferingpodcast.com. It was every time anyone said Dan, it was just kind of the both look.
Can one of you be Danny Boy?
I could go by my fest name.
You could call me Waylon.
That's true.
That works too.
Could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But before we get back to the Uptown conversation, I'll just jump in and say that you can also find us on Facebook. You can find the studio on Facebook, Frank Oz Memorial Studio. You can find us on Twitter at Buffer Podcast. You can find us online at BufferingPodcast.com. And you can find our show on Stitcher Radio. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is a smart radio for your phone. Find it at the App Store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Sorry, I just want to get that out of the way. it's always that last line. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. It's double S's that... Don't do the
alliteration.
Yeah. I love alliteration, but it's S's.
Yeah. They're a pain.
It's tricky.
It's like, have you ever played the celebrity name game thing where somebody thinks of a celebrity name?
Ewan McGregor.
So then I'd have to think of another celebrity whose first name starts with M. And so then I could say, like, Matt Damon, and then you'd have to think of somebody whose name starts with a D. And the reason I bring this up...
I get it. Okay.
Yeah, yes. And it just bring along. And if you say somebody whose first name and last name start with that same letter, mm-hmm. it goes back the other direction. And I always get in trouble.
Like Brian Blessed.
But I always get stuck with a lot of the double S's because people keep throwing them at me, but I want to keep sending it back because I'm cocky like that.
Steven Spielberg.
Exactly, and Steven Seagal and all these other ones, but there's just some of them are... You know who I'm trying to say. I can't speak anymore.
That's France.
It happens.
Yes. You know, now that we've gotten to that, I don't care about Uptown because it's lost its flavor.
I don't know. There are places. Dave, what did you have to say?
I actually just... kind of got back into Bryant Lake Bowl and Rusty Quarters right next door that my buddies run. Just I've never been a real bar guy though, so it's, you know, I like a place where you can go out for an evening, just have fun and hang out. Because there's, I'm trying to remember the name of it. There's the coffee place on the corner of Bryant and Lake, and then there's Rusty Quarters, which is an awesome retro arcade in Uptown. Then Bryant Lake Bowl. And it's just one of those things that you can, if you want to just chill out with your buddies, listen mm-hmm. to maybe some chill music, you can go over to the coffee house. Or if you want to play some games, do that. Pick up your old school retro games that got me back into it. Mm-hmm. Or go bowl and have some D's food and have some fun.
See, I was, when I said Uptown, I mean
you're talking
dirty
like right
Uptown.
Next, okay, you're talking like Lagoon and Uptown. Okay, like off Hennepin and shit.
Right.
Gross Uptown.
I don't know. Yeah, not much there. Yeah,
the news.
Most of the charm of
way downtown.
Yeah, that's true. That would be downtown. But most of the charm of Uptown is located in the outskirts of Uptown.
Now,
yeah,
by comparison, because I remember, you know, late high school, through college, it's like, oh man, we need to go here, we need to go in here, we need to... I never want to go there ever again.
You've matured.
Yeah. I've learned.
You are learned.
I'd still go to Cheapo, though.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
that's
kind of fun.
Around.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Applause is no longer part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of funny because it was Applause and Cheapo, and the C has been out on the Cheapo sign for friggin' ever, so it says Heapo. And I laugh at it every friggin' time I pass it now because it's like, oh, it's kind of true. But they have a wonderful selection, though. That's where I found my brother Sports Night on DVD. Why he wanted Sports Night, I don't know.
Oh, gross. So there is some news to talk about.
Exactly.
Kind of. It's more what's happening soon, which would be that the new iPad, not the iPad 3, but the new iPad is coming out on Friday. And once again, they all sold out and woohoo and oh my God, everyone's surprised. But the cool thing about it is that it has better than HD.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
It's that Retina thing.
So now old movies will look like shit.
I can attest to that with... I bought Rover Dangerfield.
Yeah.
Which... You know Rodney Dangerfield, comedian?
Yes.
Yeah.
He did an animated movie where he played a dog.
A spaniel.
Kind of like a mutt spaniel thing. Fat like him.
With the eyes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, same mannerisms and everything. So it really was Rodney Dangerfield as a dog, which was funny. But I bought it from iTunes, so I watch it on my Apple TV. And it's just like, wow, this is really stretched out. And I imagine that the DVD wouldn't be much better.
Oh, probably not, no.
Rockadoodle was the same way.
Yeah.
Which is really weird because it's not stretched out on the live action parts.
Another obscure animated movie.
it was weird, but that Rockadoodle came out before Pagemaster, if I remember correctly, and then that was during that whole like
Roger Rabbit.
No, Roger Rabbit. Yeah,
that's probably the biggest one too.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it? God damn it, Crazy Town. I can't remember what it was, but yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure.
They made a video game out of it. Crazy World, I think. No, I don't know.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah. Got nothing.
Yeah. Beats me.
But yeah, so better HD. And then with that, Apple also launched upgrades to the Apple TV, which now has more of a buttony look than lists. So they're going the way of most of the other streaming and cable and TV box kind of things, because I know, Dan, you were talking about the Roku.
Yes.
Very similar.
Very similar, yeah. It's slightly different layout, but essentially the same thing. And then the iCloud, obviously. But
yeah. And then I think Dish is going to be changing their firmware so that it looks pretty similar, too.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
And I imagine, you know, it's just going to be it's more pictures than text at this point because people are smart.
Yeah.
It's like the McDonald's menu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
very
much.
I want that one.
Point to what you want.
Number on it.
Yeah.
Point to the one you want.
One looks like a burger. All of them look like a burger.
Not the chicken.
I want the fish. One that's brown.
Yeah.
What's
getting
the
a
society coming to?
Speaking of devices to view your streaming media upon, I'm looking forward to tomorrow when I'm getting a little phone upgrade. Not going the iPhone route, actually going the Droid Razer Max route.
Wow.
So I'm super excited for that. It's going to be awesome. And it can do 4G, which is something the iPhone 4S cannot do.
I would call shenanigans on your face.
Uh-oh.
Guess we came with the upgrade.
What?
Really?
Hold,
no
please.
Way.
Hold, please.
Holding.
I have to go through my settings and turn off my Wi-Fi so I can show you stuff.
Okay. Well, regardless, I'm...
But I mean, realistically, no one in America has, like, real 4G. Everyone has 4G, LTE, whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not true 4G.
It's basically 3G plus.
Exactly.
I mean, if you look at the version numbers, they're still 3. Whatever. So.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's true. But I'm still excited to have a cell phone that has the potential to stream Netflix faster than my laptop can.
Oh, well, jeez. Yeah. And there goes the data plan. Yep.
Oh, yeah. There is that. I can't remember if you guys have brought this up before, but the whole limiting of unlimited data.
Oh, yes, yes. The squeeze down and slight release, where it's kind of like they started choking the top 5% of bandwidth users in AT&T, and they didn't let go, but they just kind of lightened their grip a bit. A little bit more is getting through, but still not unlimited. It's
like, yeah, you have unlimited, but it's just going to take forever.
But T-Mobile did that too, where it's unlimited after a certain point. It's just like, good.
Pretty much. It's like, I mean, you get your regular whatever it would be, and then everything after that, you get to use as much as you want. It's just super slow.
Yeah.
Which is stupid, but then again, I guess...
It has the unlimited word next to it, so people think it's fantastic.
True. But I remember NPR had an article a couple months ago that apparently... they're running out of like different radio waves and the amount of data that they can't even provide anymore, which I guess could have to do with it. But
yeah, it's somebody. God, who was it? It's like somebody was trying to buy. I think it was AT&T was trying to buy a bunch of radio bands.
Yeah, and they weren't even using them.
Right.
Yeah,
they just wanted to have them just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
sounds right. I think Dish was doing something like that too, where they were buying a bunch.
Yeah. Oh, you know who it was? It was Comcast.
Right. Comcast was doing it. Yeah, yeah. Either way, they're all big companies and they want money, and that's what it boils down to. So, yay!
Reddit, Black Devils.
Anyway, Adam, you look like you were trying to say something that entire time.
Yeah, it's just, you know, interesting to think about on the consumer end, the logistics part of it that we don't think about, like the limited number of radio frequencies that can be utilized to provide this said data to millions and millions of people. It's cool. Interesting to think about. Yeah. The things we take for granted.
It's weird working for a telecom company, because I get all the behind the scenes of what's really happening with your phone and with your modem and your like the different speeds that you're getting for your internet. And why it's doing this and why it's doing that. And one of the weird things is in Mound, we have service. And for a while, we did capping on like high-speed internet data.
Mm-hmm.
And that did not work.
Hmm.
And so, but companies know that they're going to have to do it or start selling it in that tiered plan of how much that you can really use at a time before it's going to start to turn into some big problem.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, like, I mean, more and more of the world is getting, you know, high speed and different Wi-Fi services and everything. And one of my friends last week was actually talking about how he's predicting that it's going to come to the point where you have to rent airspace, or not airspace, but like wave space.
Really?
Down the line, because we're eventually just going to run out. I mean, he's also one of those guys who's into, you know, big
conspiracy theories
and stuff like that. But like that was his take on it, was we're eventually going to run out, and it's going to get to a point where you have to rent your internet because they don't have enough for everybody to go around anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, the optimism is we'll come up with something that is transferred a different way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, even the upgrade from copper to fiber is one leap, but we just have to get through the air and...
Mm-hmm.
It just may turn into global Wi-Fi.
That'd be so cool.
That would be.
That'd be fantastic.
But I mean, if you think about any time you've ever seen anything in the future and somebody's accessing information, it's not really tethered to anything unless it's like a post-apocalyptic kind of thing.
True.
Because everyone's just like, oh, let me pull that up. Random screen from nowhere.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Or and like in the middle of the desert, too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or awesome touchscreen interface where you don't actually have to touch the screen. Move your hand. Wave your hand around. Control the images. Move the image from one side of the screen to the other.
Yeah, those special effects guys need to get on that shit.
Yeah.
The first one that I ever really saw it in was the Minority Report.
Oh, yeah.
And it just blew my mind when I saw it. I was like, I want that so bad.
Shit, one, dude, I go back to Star Wars and the Death Star plans, like where the Death Star is spinning. It's like, I want to do that with like a pizza.
Yeah, but I mean, like the first one where it's just like floating in the air and it's like all interactive. Like,
They had a cool mock hologram in Vanilla Sky.
Yeah,
of all movies, because it was somebody
was so fucking weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like some musician performing.
Yeah,
and then Penelope Cruz puts her hand through it, and look, I'm blocking the light.
I still think one of my favorites, at least that's come out in more recent times, was the Iron Man interface of him designing technology and being able to spin it and take shit off and throw it away.
That
because
was awesome.
As a designer, as an artist, as a sculptor, that's like a fucking wet dream.
Hell, even as a musician, it would be awesome just having the score floating there and just inserting nodes by hand.
I want it to go boom.
Awesome. make a fist to make a quarter note and like make an O with your hand to make a whole note.
Yeah, and then like you point notes, or you point to add like the dot.
Yeah, it's almost like playing the piano but on the scale itself, so you could
exactly.
That'd be amazing.
And then just draw the line.
Yeah, and then you just like, you know, you say a word and it starts playing or whatever. It'd be awesome.
Harold in the Purple Crayon style.
We need to find some geniuses to get on this right now.
I think we are the geniuses that are on this right now.
Probably.
It's just going to take time.
Yeah. Okay, all of you listeners out there who work for NASA and MIT and all those places, get
if
on
only
it.
Only we had Scotty.
It's like monkeys and typewriters.
Scotty works for NASA.
Monkeys and typewriters. Eventually they'll get Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Us supposedly. And like that. Designing shit. Eventually, we'll get touch screens that can come out of our asses.
Just give us enough time. Yes.
Give or take.
Out of our asses, you say.
And the internet.
I was thinking about that. It's like, why?
I wasn't talking literally. Your signal gets interrupted by flatulence.
Oh, man.
The screen's all blurry.
No, see, that's when your whole body's a phone, and that's where you don't want the antenna.
Hello? Hello?
I'm getting bad reception. Try more fiber.
It's going through the tunnel. Slam dunk.
Why?
I had to end that somehow. Boy. I had to squash it because we had
Sorry, I'm losing you.
I did.
but the other thing that I wanted to talk about was... one thing that I've also noticed through this entire Apple upgrade thing is they've upgraded iCloud so that most of the movies that you've purchased, if you purchase movies through iTunes, are now available to download from any device thereafter.
Yeah, which is neat.
It's nice because there was that moment in time where, I mean, I've binged on tons of shopping on iTunes, and I've bought stuff that I knew I was going to watch again. But I had to start deleting that stuff anyway because I was running out of space on my hard drive and just didn't have the money at the time to do anything about it. And so, regrettably, I deleted this and that and whatever. And then now it's actually coming back, which is kind of a nice bonus.
Yeah.
Because it's also purchasing things at the time of early video converters where they had that original... video iPod where the screen was like this big and you had to convert everything down and shrink it down to literally that size.
I still have one of those. It's a pain in the ass.
My Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy was like that for years.
That's almost not even worth watching on such a small screen.
It's true, which I just did the radio show anyway. I love listening to that.
Okay, gotcha.
But you can listen to it, I was about to say.
It's true, but it's if you're going to listen to it, then the radio show's where it's at.
Yeah, very true.
Weird movie to listen to, The Rocketeer. Because it's all just really, really impact. Yeah, it's really, really impactful music and sound effects for like probably 40-45% of the movie. It's fantastic.
Man.
Yeah. I was thinking about another thing that I watched recently that was streaming. It was one of the TED Talks I watched lately. And this kind of ties back to this whole idea of inventing and creating new interfaces and stuff like that. But this guy decided that he wanted to make something from scratch that we take for granted every day. So he made a toaster. So he actually went out to this mine and he actually like dug up iron for it for the metal components inside.
Oh, he went that far back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, down to like just the most basic levels and like getting copper and melting it down so that he had wire. And unfortunately, he couldn't get the rubber to go around the copper. So when it came time to plug in the finished product, and you know, he made the plastic casing for it out of like this kind of organic kind of plastic, and he used like a tree stump to make the mold and all this stuff. And
okay, that's just, how do you make plastic without using machinery?
It was
is it the recycled stuff?
I think he might have, because it was just because it was impossible to make like the consumer grade plastic that we use in in all of our technology. It he did. I think he just went to like a recycling plant and got a bunch of plastic and got the beads or whatever and melted it down to make his toaster mold. But it was just great because first of all, it was the plastic on the outside was just, it was dripping down and it looked like a toaster had melted itself.
Yeah.
And
because it had.
Yeah. And that's what happened when he plugged it in, actually. It made toast, but then the unit started to destroy itself.
Single use.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Did he have like video of this whole process that he took, or did he just talk about it?
There was some video, like it was a TED talk, so it was him talking about.
Yeah, I know that, but sometimes they have like the videos or pictures.
Like an
overlay. He did have a presentation going in the background that had pictures and video, and it was really neat to see see him do that. And yeah, it was very cool.
Wow.
Yeah, so definitely something to check out. I mean, there are so many amazing TED Talks out there.
And I
mean,
need a toaster, too.
That's a toaster. Imagine, you're like, building your own iPod or something. Like, you know, all the motherboards and whatever, and soldering. And
I know how to make one of those. Go to Apple.
Hey, will you make one of these for me, Apple? Sure. Here's, like, 10,000 of them. Gee, thanks.
Yeah.
Now give us your money.
I mean, that's another thing. If you think about it, like, if you add up all the costs of labor of just getting the raw materials and manufacturing and putting all the stuff together, a lot of stuff that we buy that we think is pretty expensive, if you look over the overall process of how much labor took and all that kind of stuff is really cheap.
There's a reason why it's the price that it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, new computer, tiny computer. It blows my mind that it's gotten that small, where I remember
the towers,
the massive towers in elementary school.
We just got rid of, not too long ago, well, I guess it was a bit ago, but the original Packard Bell monitor that we had, which weighed probably about 50 pounds.
Oh, God,
I
was
like, I was so glad to get rid of that damn thing, because that was like, imagine a moving box, like a U-Haul moving box. Mm-hmm. With glass on the front.
It reminds me of something that one of my professors showed me in college, and I cannot remember which class this was for, but it was an article from a newspaper in the 1960s when they were predicting what computers would look like in the year 2004.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they had a picture of what a computer nowadays actually looks like, and it was a laptop. And next to it was a picture from this news article in 1964. It was a room probably about twice the size of this, with knobs and screens all over the place, and the main control for it wasn't a keyboard or a mouse, it was a steering wheel. That's how they imagined computers would look in the year 2004, and that's about how small they would ever get.
That would be awesome. Time to go to the internet.
Yeah.
left, damn it.
Oh, Adam, you'd be screwed.
You missed the porn.
How did I end up at porn again? Well, I'm here.
Furries.
Oh, God.
Let's go that way.
Well, that made it onto the podcast.
Yes, it did.
We're doing pretty good for fun stuff this time.
I had to throw something weird in there.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet Jesus, it's 4chan. Take a left.
Oh, God. So, slam on the brakes and run away.
They're still here.
There was a news article that was out today where they compared the screen resolution for like an old Macintosh, like that, whatever the combo screen computer was in the Way beginning that was all just one color. Yeah, the two.
The Apple II.
They showed what the resolution was. Oof. It was smaller than the resolution of one icon on my phone.
Are you serious?
That's how big the resolution was for like the first few computers.
Yeah, that's why number munchers look like shit.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, it was awesome.
I mean, I guess I realized that it was like really, whoa, lights.
Pilot light.
Ah, okay. But yeah, no, I guess I've always realized that they were kind of pixelated, take blocky numbers, but that many pixels?
It was tiny.
Wow.
Well, but it was glorious and green.
Something like, yes, probably like 100 by something ridiculous.
See if I can find
Google.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know, like the Apple II.
The first computer I really played with was a Commodore 64, and I mean, that one was already way advanced from the Mac II.
Mm-hmm.
Because that had, 16 colors or 24 colors, something like that?
Yeah. Well, the Apple IIe, if I remember correctly, was the first Apple with color. Because that was the next step from the Apple II.
Yeah, and then
and that one
folks,
only had like five colors.
Yeah, my folks had an Apple II GS.
Ooh.
Yeah, so 2G speed, going by today's Apple standards. But yeah, it was really cool. I remember some of the awesome games I used to play on that one. There was one that was where you were flying a World War II fighter and you actually had to take off from an aircraft carrier.
Oh, that was a pain in the ass.
Oh, you remember that game?
Yes, I do. I remember it. Oh. It was one of those things because all the computer keyboards were so overused at the school. Those damn things were so sticky. So I'd be like, I went in the ocean.
But, again.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like
a
5-minute process to friggin' take off.
Yeah. I actually found an emulator of that game.
No kidding.
Like a year ago. And I was trying to figure out how to take off. And I'm like,
send it to me.
I'm pressing every button on my keyboard. And it's like, okay. So I've learned how to throttle up. Why am I still going into the ocean? Flaps. Is there a flaps button? There's no flaps button. None of these buttons are doing anything.
Elevation, just maybe?
Accelerate.
Yeah.
Speaking of Commodore 64, though, do you want to know something that was really cool that we figured out when we were kids?
Hmm. What?
Well, we just hypothetically thought, okay, well, the Commodore has a 64 on it. The Nintendo has a 64 on it. They had the same amount of whatever it was, bits, 64 bits or whatever it was. So you could actually hook up an N64 to the Commodore, and it worked.
No shit.
That's what we used. We didn't have a like little TV that we could hook it up to, so we played N64 on a Commodore 64.
Whoa.
That was
awesome. It didn't work with PlayStation. It didn't work with
Dreamcast. Dreamcast.
They wouldn't hook up to it. Like, you could hook them up, and you would just get garbled crap on the screen. But you hooked up an N64, and it worked perfectly.
Wow.
Now I want to try that.
That was amazing.
That's totally awesome.
Yeah.
Nintendo Commodore 64.
Basically. And it was awesome because we would switch back and forth between Commodore 64 Soccer, which was these little, I don't know if you ever played it.
It was like Atari.
Basically these little blocks where to show that the legs were moving, they would switch colors.
Nice.
And you had this little, like, you know, 2x2 pixel white block that was the soccer ball.
Yeah.
And it was an amazingly fun game. Probably better than sports games nowadays, in my opinion. Because now there's just too much crap involved. But we would play that, and when we got bored, we would switch over to Mario Kart.
Nice.
On the same screen. With, like, these, you know, severe differences in graphics and playing and everything. I'm just
thinking of a character named Commodore Nintendo, and it's really, really entertaining in my head right now. It's like, I say.
He'd be a beep, wizard.
Beep, bloop, bloop.
He'd totally be a wizard.
Here's a mushroom. Eat it and you will grow large. Or pass out. I don't remember which one it is. Red? You're good. Green? Hell yeah. Black? Don't do it! I don't know. Was it purple? One of them, took away a life.
It's purple
with a skull.
Skull and crossbone. Yeah. And then later on, they had another Mario game where it was like...
Yellow and red gave you like three up or something.
Yeah, and then there was another one. It was like dark blue, like an indigo blue with spikes or something. I think they only ever used that one in one game. I don't even remember what it did. It wasn't good.
I keep getting weirded out in Super Mario World. You can get a half moon and it gives you five lives. What? And I'm like, When did this Half Moon come about? Because I don't ever remember that.
I don't remember that
it's
either.
Freaking no. Weird.
Which game is this?
Super Mario World for Super Nintendo.
Really?
Yeah, there's a Half Moon. It's fucking weird.
Can you turn your head so you're looking at it? Oh, yeah, sorry.
I need
to adjust the screen there.
It's yeah. Stuff, like, I'm finding so much stuff about these old games that I used to play, and I'm like, I don't remember that at all.
Huh. Yeah. But,
okay, so I finally found a picture of this. I'm going to have to post this online.
Welcome
time
back.
Successfully
killed. Yeah, I'm finally back in this. I'm going to save the image now so I remember to do this, but I'm going to hand my photo or my phone around to all of you so you can see the comparison of the original Mac display and an iOS icon.
Okay. Okay. That should be interesting.
There's me and my brother.
That's the comparison.
Wow.
And think about how small those icons really are.
Oh, yeah.
That's... Fantastic.
If you open one of those up in Photoshop and like increase it to 1,000%, like it's insane how many pixels on there.
Wow, that's almost painful
to think about.
Pretty, but painful.
We've come a long way.
That's the whole screen.
That was the whole Mac display.
I still miss Kid Pix.
Oh God, Kid Pix.
Oh, Kid Pix. Yeah, Kid Pix Studio.
Yeah. Yo, okay. Yo, man, like, you got excited.
Mind blown.
Exactly.
Garlic.
Mindblowstudios.com. Just saying.
Wow.
Sorry, I have to throw that in there. Anybody, anytime anybody says that.
So we have come a long way.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd say.
It's crazy to think about. But yeah, yeah. Man.
And to think, I was impressed by Windows 3.5 or whatever it was way back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Mac OS 7.5. Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody remember just Windows?
Yes.
Straight up.
I remember there was just not DOS much to for it. A while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Windows.
That was tough.
5.5 inch.
Yeah, I remember like the first computer we owned, because the Commodore was actually my cousin's computer. First one we owned was a Windows 95. Mm-hmm. And yeah. All the games were through MS-DOS.
Yep.
All of them. It was glorious.
I remember on the old Packard Bell. We had a video that had a jester playing with a ball that was like teaching you how to watch a video on your screen. The Encyclopedia Britannica.
Oh, yeah.
How about Encarta?
Yes. And I was going to say,
yeah.
And Encarta. Oh, and Solitaire.
Oh, yeah. Original Solitaire.
And then the next upgrade, there was Cat and Mouse, which I actually just downloaded.
Oh, my God. I remember that game.
It's wonderful. It's hard as shit when you get higher up. I did not realize you could go that high up. There's like 80 different difficulty levels.
Wow.
It's fucking difficult.
You know, I don't think I ever made it past like 5.
Yeah, me neither. I got tired of it.
Or the skiing one. The downhill skiing game.
Oh, yeah.
I still play that one online sometimes. There's a bunch of websites that have it on there.
Because every now and then, Bigfoot or... Abominable Snowman would just come out of nowhere.
Apparently, like, oh, there's a way to beat him. I can't remember what it was, but I found it one time.
Yeah.
There is a way to beat him.
And then there were the jumps and everything.
Yeah.
But that was about halfway through, so...
Yeah, we can totally... We had a bit of a nostalgia zone for a little while there.
Aww.
We got all over the place for technology, comparing new, better than HD to... Where we began.
64, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
With nothing. Oh,
sorry. And to think that all happened within our lifetime.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
It's crazy to think.
Yeah, that's insane.
And they're already...
oh, my God, we're old.
They're already doing the glass that, optic but... display.
Oh, yeah.
So that's...
Anybody remember Virtual Boy?
I've seen it. I never used it.
I remember when they were saying that was going to be the wave of the future. Well, guess what? That wave lasted about 6 months, and then it got tossed in the trash.
Yep.
Well, I never had seizures and headaches. Right?
Yeah, I never had one, but I remember one of my buddies, Scotty. He had it, and I think he actually just ended up throwing it out.
Yeah, I'm not
because
surprised.
It was that bad.
Wow.
There was a Power Rangers game for it. I remember, and it hurt.
Well, I mean, the concept itself was cool. They just didn't have the technology to pull it off back
right.
then.
Oh, man. Do you remember on Sega Genesis there was a Power Rangers side-scroller fighter?
Where half the time you were not the Power Rangers. You were there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that sucked. Yeah. It's like, I'm Billy. I have overalls on. Woohoo! Putty, 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 putty. Last level. I'm a Power Ranger! Megazord. What? It's like you got to be a Power Ranger for like 3 seconds.
And it was for a cut screen.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, damn it.
Well, it was still fun, so...
I still get my Green Ranger on whenever I play Ocarina of Time. I used to remember how to do the... I thought that shit was so cool. I'm like, where's the dragon? Where's the dragon? Epona! Stupid horse. I want a dragon. And Tommy's now an Ultimate Fighter.
Huh. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Really?
Yeah. He actually was the character who stayed with the show the longest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's insane. Go, Power Rangers.
Yeah. So, yes. I suppose we better move into the second half. Yeah, the movie bluff.
How about them streams?
All right, time to get my ass kicked. Yay.
Well,
game
we'll
on.
It could really go any direction at all.
That's true.
As previous episodes have shown.
Very true.
Yeah. And we get angry really easily.
I pulled my trump card already, though. I can't use it again.
Well, if there are a couple people... Well, whatever. Mm. Do you have one? To start? I didn't have, like, a big... I lied.
You've got one?
I do.
Okay.
Which direction does it go in first?
Yeah, it goes clockwise first.
Clockwise. So okay. You.
I've All got right. a really good one, too.
So... That'll be next.
Now that I think about it, yes. Possibly.
Because it's what I've watched recently now that I have all of my movies I've purchased back. Emperor's New Groove cast.
Oh,
crap. That's one of the ones I never saw.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I saw the commercials for it and everything, but I've never actually seen the movie. I know he turns into a llama, but that's about as far as that goes.
Squeaker.
Oh, no. I feel bad. So.
That's all right.
That's a great movie. We should actually watch that one sometime.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Huh.
Can I help?
I could totally watch.
Since it's his first
time. Emperor's New Groove. Dang. Yeah, like I said, I know there's like a king or a prince or something who turns into a llama. That's honestly about all I know about that movie.
I think I can name... I can reliably name one... guy who was in that
squeakums.
Yeah, that one's I feel bad.
So I'm kind of in the same boat.
I was so excited about that one, but it's really I was going to name the person that I was thinking of, and I thought, oh, maybe I should start more general. I'll do this, and that didn't work.
No.
Oh man, I can name three.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Damn.
But
that's a good movie.
Sorry.
Oh yeah.
So now it's all just traveling through. But okay, well, I guess I got a really crappy point to start out for that.
Dan's an ass. Yeah. 1 point to Dan.
Yeah. 1 point to
Dave.
Dave,
if you could show us how to start the actual game, because it goes to Dan again.
Yeah. Okay.
Do better than me.
I'm trying to think of something to lob it.
Yes, we saw like to begin with.
Iron Man cast.
All right. Robert Downey Jr. movie.
Sherlock Holmes cast.
Ah, yes. And what's his first name?
Bum, bum,
bum. It's not Sherlock.
No.
It might be Holmes.
No.
It could potentially be Watson.
Patrick Warburton. Too late.
Ooh.
David Spade.
Why am I having so much trouble thinking of
his name?
His name.
Think of her name, maybe?
I don't even.
There is a her.
I don't even like him.
What's his name? I thought of a really good clue, but I can't do it.
Yeah.
Aha! There it is. Okay. It was like, bing! Light bulb. Jude Law.
There you go.
Yes.
And I'm going to say movie.
Oh, crap. Which stupid chick flick was it?
there were two.
There are many.
Well.
That is the clue that I was like, no, can't do it. I was gonna start humming.
It's like,
and then
it's
I was
like Password,
like,
but it's like, oh wait, there goes the first one.
Don't make it bad.
Oh, The Holiday.
Ooh.
Cast.
That one's made a couple appearances on the show in different incarnations.
It's a good movie.
It actually is. For being a chick flick, it's pretty good.
Apparently, I don't watch enough movies.
I have many guilty... Well, I only really have three chick flicks that I enjoy.
Yeah, I haven't seen this one, but...
Yeah, me neither. Damn it.
I remember...
You'd like it, I think. Win points with Katie. I can loan
that too,
it to
that
you.
That too.
I have it in my DVD collection.
When did it come out, roughly? Not that that's going to happen.
2007? 2006?
Katie likes Game of Thrones. Day. Case in point, we can watch awesome movies that we both like.
It's saying.
2008-ish.
Sometimes you got to fall on the sword, man.
I'm going to call him bluff because I have no clue.
Jack Black.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Jack Black. Yep. That's the one that I was thinking of reliably.
And so does it... Sorry, this
it
is...
It starts with me and it goes to Dan.
Okay.
I'm sensing a pattern.
It's Dan to Dan.
No, because I figured it out to the point of something confident. Instead of starting with a movie, I'm going to start with a cast. Basically an actor or an actress. And I hope that bug dies. I am going to say Rachel McAdams.
It's... gross.
Dusty.
Movie.
Dusty.
The Notebook. Movie.
Another Rachel McAdams movie.
Crap.
It's kind of tough, but there's some go-tos.
I know, I'm trying to think. Yep. Sweet Home Alabama. She was the... Okay.
No, I mean...
Movie.
I was just trying to think of where it'd go.
Sweet Home Alabama. Oh my god!
I'm trying to take a couple steps ahead to help myself.
This one's come around a couple times too.
It has.
And Sweet Home Alabama, another chick flick that I actually enjoy, which is weird, but it's actually pretty decent.
She was in that.
Mm-hmm. She. Damn it. I can't say that because then it rules.
Well,
her.
No, I know that, but just.
It's okay.
The guy who's wearing headphones, so you don't want to say that.
Sweet Home Alabama.
That's true.
Alabama.
He has a... God damn it, that's like... Fuck.
I'm wearing a listening device.
Goddamn Spygate.
This room's been tapped!
By a guy sitting in the middle of said room.
Dude, shitty spy job.
Yeah.
Worst incognito job ever. I'm not listening.
You don't even blend in with the couch.
That reminds me. When I get back into my own place, I think I just might name my Wi-Fi FBI surveillance van.
That'd be awesome.
I want to name mine Two Hobos Wrestling Over a Pita Cheese. Be really long. And the password will be Scruffy.
But anyway, I'm going to say Meryl Streep movie.
I'm going to call your bluff and say that she wasn't in it.
Damn.
Because that's as much as I don't know. I only watched part of it.
Since you're already looking it up, can you look up who she's playing? Because
can you see if Rachel McAdams was in that?
Are you thinking of the lead?
No. You already got away with
Reese
it.
Witherspoon,
no, right? It's Reese Witherspoon, okay. But I thought Rachel McAdams played her best friend's sister, who's like the younger one.
Oh,
I thought that was Rachel
could
McAdams.
I don't remember.
I'm guessing. Because I think that was her. I could be...
Either way, you're off the hook. He's the one who...
Yeah, I'm not seeing Meryl Streep
whoever
on this
the fuck
IMDb
that lady
list.
Was, she was cute.
I know.
And looked kind of like...
and I'm going to say that wasn't Rachel McAdams because I haven't seen her name either.
Ooh. Got away with
lucky.
It.
Her. Probably not her.
Do you remember the character's name?
Probably it was her Fanning. Best friend's little sister. That's all I know her. All
right.
Maybe you were thinking of Amy Adams?
No, Amy Adams wasn't in that. I know she wasn't in that. I like Amy Adams. Anybody else want a drink?
I'm good.
Okay. Hey, so I got another point for calling that bluff because...
This might be a quick game.
Go team.
We'll see, because it's actually your turn to start and it comes to me next.
Ooh,
shit. So I will close IMDb and...
Fun.
Hope.
Being that I actually want a chance at a point, can I go a little harder on you?
Yes.
All right.
I mean, I'm not good with names either, but it's...
Driven. Cast. And I can name three.
Genre?
Genre?
General?
Racing.
Okay. Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking of something else.
It's a formula. Well, it's, you know, it's stock cars. So, stock car racing
stop
movie.
Talking.
It won't really help. It was, no, it was an obscure movie. But I need a point.
It's true.
I was thinking of a different driven.
Were you thinking of Drive?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I did too. I was like
Ryan Gosling.
No. Because then I would have gone with Albert Brooks to be a dick too.
Oh, fucker.
But that's because
I say with love.
I've been playing The Simpsons Tapped, the mobile game.
Oh.
The one that had so many server errors that they had to take it off the store, but they're starting to get it to work. You can get Albert Brooks's Simpson character, Scorpio.
Nice.
Hank Scorpio. And he has a secret base, and I love that. Yeah. And I'm stalling because I have no idea. So
he also lent his voice to the action figure line.
Cool.
Because they made a Hank Scorpio figure.
Nice. So who was in Driven?
Sylvester Stallone. He wrote and produced and acted in it. And the other one would have been Til Schweiger.
Who?
Til Schweiger. He's a German actor, and he is in another big American movie. And
did you say Til Schweiger?
Til.
Oh.
T-I-L.
Til. Okay.
Til Schweiger.
Til Schweiger.
And cool. He is in another big American movie, and I was somewhat hoping that would
come around somehow.
That will never, ever happen.
What was the movie? Is it cool if he says the movie?
The other one that he's in, because he'll probably never, ever come up.
Yeah.
Inglourious Basterds. He plays the German guy they break out of the jail.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
She is.
And little known fact, because nobody could possibly know this, he grew up in a town about 15 miles away from where I grew up.
Cool.
Which I didn't find out until after I moved to the States.
Bummer.
Awesome.
Well, it's fine. He moved into acting well before I was even born, probably.
So. Some bitch abandoning his home.
Yes, I got a point
by
being a cheap ass. I'm not going to pull another. I'm not going to be mean again. I just wanted a point for the second.
No, I think actually, because there was that like later in his career where it was just
Stallone.
Yeah,
It was.
What are you talking about? His career is still alive.
Early to mid 2000s.
Expendables.
It was within the last like 10 years.
Okay,
I know I've heard of it.
Yeah,
but see, then there's that, also
it wasn't
there's
that good. It was technically an A-list movie, but honestly, the main racer guy who he ends up being his like teacher or whatever, can't think of his name. His girlfriend in the movie, can't think of her name. I've seen her in other things, but yeah, the three that stick out to me are Sylvester Stallone, Til Schweiger, who's like the main bad guy, and
because that's what foreign people do in our movies.
Yep. Yeah. Well. The whole, it was kind of based on real Formula One events, and he was supposed to kind of be representation of Mika Häkkinen, who was kind of really hated at the time, even though he was Finnish, I think. But
Sly Stone,
anyway,
he's a pretty good bad guy, so you can't understand what he's saying.
Yeah, but then the other one, and this one would be way too obscure for you guys, the only reason she was in it is because she knows Til Schweiger personally, and she plays his fangirl, is a German pop star called Blümchen.
Oh,
honestly, I couldn't even name anything else that she's in.
I've heard of her, but I wouldn't.
I don't even know if she's active anymore.
Yeah,
but yeah. Anyway, that was a really mean one because I wanted a point. I don't know who's next.
I think
Adam's next.
You cold-hearted bastard!
Like I said, I won't do it again. I just figured
you're
all good with movies. You'll all kick my ass. I just want one point.
On the board officially.
Yes.
So
what, nice. Yeah, Dave, but I think it's funny that.
Yes, okay, I wanted to confirm.
I have no points.
I think it's 1-2-1 and then
nil.
Yeah.
Yet to score.
I think it's funny that in the past 10 years there have been movies called Drive, Driver, and Driven.
I'm thinking Transporter. I was going to say Driver had three, but no, it's
because the first thing that I thought of was
action shaking
hand, fighting. I think because I was as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, movies that have literal titles.
Yeah.
Because I read Multiplex Comic, and they made fun of it, and there's like, the title comes up, it's like, ooh, I wonder what's going to happen in this film.
Yeah.
Fighting. And he was right.
Yeah.
But that's where my mind went first for some reason.
Yeah. So, Adam, it's an okay movie if you ever want to watch it. It's, I mean, like I said, the actors aren't necessarily the biggest. It's basically almost a big budget B-list movie, but it was considered A-list because of Sly.
I think so. I think Sly has just become like the king of Bs, basically, though, because like the Expendables, it is that action movie that everybody wanted to see for so fucking long. And it finally got made, and everybody's like, yeah! Just stop throwing booze! And then and now they're making a sequel. And they're getting, like, five more people that, like, weren't willing to do the first one. They're like, shit, you made a lot of money doing that. And they're like, yeah.
It's cool if you just want to watch stuff explode, if you actually want a storyline. It's
like
so
people's heads.
Yeah.
It's like the first 3 minutes, someone's head explodes. It's like, whoa!
More than once.
Yeah. This is fantastic.
Anyway, Adam.
Yeah. Sorry. So, in honor of St. Paddy's Day, I thought I'd do something a little bit more Irish. And so...
Come on.
Ooh, I could...
Come on.
I could be really sinister.
Right?
Are you
feeling that?
I can feel it.
Really?
I could be really sinister, actually.
I can feel it.
But I'm going to go with Boondock Saints.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I was like, it's a turd.
A cast.
Yeah, Billy Connolly.
Damn it!
And I'm going to say cast. So who else is in Boondock Saints?
Oh, damn it! Say someone.
Oh. Can you think of his...
I can think of three.
Oh, you know his name.
I really like the Boondock Saints, dude.
I can think of the face. You gotta be shitting me. I told you, I'm great with faces. I suck with them.
I actually bought another set of those tattoos, if you want to do that.
Ooh. Yeah, probably.
And I enlarged them, too, so that they're properly scaled. Because I put it on, and I was like, meep. I was like, Equidist.
Somebody spilled ink on my hand. Oh, wait, it's his tattoo.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Oh.
Shit. Yeah, sorry, dude. I mentioned this to Dan before you guys showed up. I'm great with faces.
Willem Dafoe, Sean Patrick Flannery. Norman Reedus.
All those names mean nothing to me.
They were the same. And Willem Dafoe. Yeah, who's a detective.
Sometimes,
that's
you know,
the one I was trying to think of, was Willem Dafoe.
Because if you would have gotten a movie with Willem Dafoe, I would have gone, Spider-Man!
Yeah.
I saw a meme recently on the internet. Where it was, the top picture was Willem Dafoe, and it was actually the shot from Boondock Saints where he's going, there was a firefight!
Yeah.
And then there's...
That's my friend's ringtone, by the way.
Willem DeFriend.
Yeah.
And it's just a picture of him smiling.
Honestly, I think he looks creepier in Willem DeFriend.
Yeah.
Because he has such a weird face.
He really does.
I actually used his face for inspiration for a zombie I was drawing for a commission one time, because if you watch the green if you watch him as the Green Goblin in the first Spider-Man, where he gets really fucking angry and shit and he just goes his face is not human. What is wrong with you? It's like his face from There Was a Firefight, like, turned up to about 1,000.
Crank it to 11. Yeah.
Oh, dude. Also, take 11. Blow that out the ass. It goes up to like a bajillion. It's frightening. And I'm saying blow it out the ass a lot this episode. I apologize.
Yeah. Anyway,
all those people who really do blow it out the ass.
Congratulations, Dan. Yeah.
Dan wins!
Let me phrase it this way, just as a point of interest to myself, because I debated. If I said Billy Connolly movie, would you have had...
No.
No.
Muppet Treasure Island!
Yeah.
Yeah,
cast.
Pretty much whoever's gonna sit next to me is guaranteed points. Like, I'm good with.
You should come back to
the show. Tom Hanks movies and some obscure crap, and I don't know.
Now I want
titles, okay. Faces, okay. Names,
No worries.
Yeah.
Can't win them all, but
I used to know the
round two.
We can definitely do a round two, but it's a perfect time to wrap up the show and then turn the second game into a mic check. Or not a mic check,
bonus
track.
There you go.
I'm crazy.
I didn't realize.
But Dan, I know that you went online specifically to look up your Twitter handle.
Yes.
So I'll let you go first. Do you have any plugs first that you want to throw out there, things that you want people to pay attention to that are coming up after Friday?
I have two, actually. One specifically about me, one absolutely not relating to me. The first is I'm in the same group that your previous guest, Jen, has been in, Decantus.
Yes.
Which performs out at the Renaissance Festival along with Adam's group.
The Court Revelers.
Huzzah! Huzzah! And, yeah, we'll be...
I missed.
We'll be starting rehearsals pretty soon here, getting ready for that season. And then we also do Christmas seasons, but obviously that one's done. So, yeah, come check us out there. And then the second plug, like I said, completely unrelated to me, but I'm a big fan of his, Eric Whitaker. He's a choral composer. Just won a Grammy for his first album that he put out, which is all of his music conducted by him. He's putting out his second album. They just released the previews for it, so you can listen to it on iTunes. A couple of snippets, and I believe it's coming out early April. And his music is absolutely wonderful, and I recommend anybody who likes choral music or just, you know, awesome music in general, check it out.
Are you going to go see the King Singers?
I'm busy that day. I really, really wanted to, but yeah, can't fit it in my schedule, unfortunately.
Boomer.
Decantus has a website, yes?
Yes, they do, and it's just decantus.com, DECANTUS.com.
And I assume Facebook as well?
Yes, same name. The Facebook is kept up a little more often. The website's about a year out of date. We're currently working on that. So hopefully that'll be up within next month or so.
Okay, yeah, as part of getting back together and everything.
Yep, exactly. And I mean, we have like, I think 5 new members this year. So yeah, we have a lot of stuff that we need to update.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Cool. And then bringing up your Twitter handle. Right.
Yes, my Twitter handle is Dan Skarup, DanSkaarup. I have a grand total of 0 tweets, but if anybody wants to tweet me on there and give me a shout out or whatever, I'll definitely reply.
There you go.
So yeah,
you could.
Okay, since you don't have tweets, do you use it for news? Do you what do you use it for?
I primarily set it up because of Eric Whitaker. He's very active on both Facebook and Twitter. Cool. And then I started following Bo Burnham, who is a comedian. Yeah. Love that guy. And then
that's good. Words was great.
Yes, very much so. Conan O'Brien. Who else?
Team Coco.
I'm going to kick myself.
Don't do it.
Very, very talented musical comedian out of Australia, and now I cannot think of his name. I feel horrible about that.
Axis of Awesome?
No, even though they are great. Short, redheaded guy. Man, I cannot think of his name. I feel horrible.
Why can't
Tim Minchin. Tim Minchin, that's his name. Okay. And if you ever get a chance, check him out. He is absolutely hilarious. If you are religious, he may very well offend you. He is a hardcore atheist, but honestly, he is one of the funniest comedians I've ever seen in my life. I saw him live here in Minneapolis last year. And
cool.
Nice.
He's awesome. And he's one of the biggest comedians in Australia and the UK and just starting to make his big break here.
Okay, good.
So, yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, he's all over YouTube and has his own page and everything. And very talented guy.
Sweet.
Cool. So, yeah.
Dave, how about you?
I am trying to think of that track. And first off, yes, I missed the huzzah, but I was a goddamn pickle vendor, okay?
Ooh,
pickles. Yeah, I didn't go huzzah. I went hooah. So, anyways, moving on. Coming up here mid-April, Adam and I will be rocking a table at C2E2 representing Mindwave Comics along with Samir Barrett, Joel Vollmer, and Miss Heidi Folland. We hopefully will have 2 new books debuting. For sure we will have The Bolt Strikes, which I just got in. And right now at mindwavecomics.com, you can check out our store, and I have 25 copies that went up for pre-order. 20 have already sold.
Nice.
So those are the only advanced copies that we will be releasing. Other than that, it's debuting at the show at C2E2 in Chicago.
So was Samir's initiative... wasn't there an initiative online to make sure that he got a ticket?
Unfortunately, well, we got him into the show. Unfortunately, Samir had to get his wisdom teeth pulled, and he didn't have the insurance to cover it, so that kind of zapped his funds. So my good friend David Sparky Bednar, fantastic artist in his own right and a great dude, beat me to the punch and started a chip-in account. Well, not account, event.
Mm-hmm.
And we raised $400 to get Samir from Savannah to Chicago, and it was raised by his friends, his family, and his supporters.
Oh, nice.
So thanks to all of them. Thanks especially to Sparky. So the whole Mindwave crew, short of our head editor, Whitney, will be at C2E2 in Chicago. Hopefully we'll have a couple more events coming up soon to announce. But the next one after that is SPX in Bethesda, Maryland in September. So that's a ways off still. But I'm still trying to figure out who all is going to be there and
cool
what we're doing.
And you mentioned the website before, but do it again.
That would be, two websites, mindwavecomics.com for all your rad versus bad needs. Come on by, ride on Nazi dinosaurs, et cetera, it's good
Captain
stuff.
Toast.
Yeah, Captain Toast, man running around with toast on his head. And if you are a ska nerd and love to listen to such bands as the Aquabats or Real Big Fish, we will have, there's tons of references to them. I've actually gotten compliments and support from those two bands. They're fantastic. So thank you. You can follow them at The Aquabats or at Real Big Fish. And you can follow Adam and I collectively with the rest of the Mindwave crew at Mindwave Comics, or follow me individually at Dave Wheeler. Oh, and my personal website, www.mindblowstudios.com. And now I really feel like a social whore because that was like 5 minutes of self-promotion. My bad.
No worries.
Adam?
It seemed rehearsed. It was good.
Get your stuff out there. We want our friends to have their stuff known.
Check it out.
Through us and us. And that is awesome. So, let's see. The one thing that I for sure want to plug tonight is the Unit Collective is having their monthly madness. I believe it's the last Tuesday this month, the 27th. Of March, and it's going to be their March Madness, and the theme this time for the playwrights each have to write a 10-minute play, and then the actors rehearse it for a half hour, and then perform it the same night, script in hand, for a live audience. And it's just this amazing event. So much incredible theater happens there because it's so spur of the moment and spontaneous and awesome. And so the theme for this month is two truths and a lie. So that's what the all the plays will be based around. And given the personalities of the playwrights in the Unit Collective, you're guaranteed a fantastic variety of different things. So yeah, it's going to be a blast. It starts, I believe, at 7 that evening, and it's. And usually there's a little bit of food to go around, too. So, yeah, it's a good time. So go check it out. And let's see.
Quick question, where is this at?
Oh, gosh, it's at the Playwright Center on Franklin. And so not too far from here, over in the Seward neighborhood. So a little bit closer to downtown.
It's not far from the 94 curve.
Right.
Yeah, it's basically right off the West Bank.
Right.
Yeah exactly. Yep, so that was the big thing I for sure wanted to plug. And then, of course, as always, I'm on Twitter at Adam Erdman, AdamErdmann. And, of course, on Facebook and all that. So, yeah, check it out.
Cool. Things to plug for myself. I've already picked up tickets to see Doug Benson record another podcast at Acme Comedy Club in the Warehouse District. He's coming on March 31st. You can buy the tickets at Acme Comedy Club's website. I think it's just acmecomedyclub.com. Really funny. Emily and I went last time he came through, and I actually got picked for the Leonard Maltin game, and it was hilarious, and the comics that they had were awesome, and it was a great show, and I recommend that people check it out. It's only like $17 for a ticket, and it's an Acme, which is an awesome venue as long as you're not behind a pillar, which is nice. Something else to plug, if you ever have a chance, go out to the New Hope Cinema Grill.
Yeah.
Oh,
specifically,
yeah.
If you check out their live comedy that they have there. Emily and I saw Wendy Maybury when she was here, and she was hilarious and cracked both of us up very, very thoroughly. And
you were thoroughly cracked.
Yes. And I remember going to see Tomorrow Never Dies. There way back when, so I can speak to how awesome
they used to do Bond marathons there,
mm-hmm.
which was sweet.
I saw Goldfinger there.
So I can attest to how great it is to see a movie and then have, you know, fish and chips show up,
yeah,
and then drinks and everything. So it's good time. But
I had one more thing that I thought of that I wanted to plug.
Go ahead.
My brother-in-law Zach posted a link to so $5 Till Friday is a short film that my brother-in-law Zach wrote and directed a few years back, and he has just recently posted it in its entirety on Vimeo, I think it was, and I linked to it on my Facebook, so you can find it through that. But it's this absolutely hilarious little short, and it's it follows this kind of he's a 20-something, and his mom goes out of town, and he just quit his job hilariously, and so he's got. His mom says that she's going to leave him money to live on for the week, when in reality, she didn't leave him anything. She forgot to leave him anything at all. So, like, he has no food. The electricity runs out. Just all these complications and
so almost like a little survival movie.
Yeah, a little bit.
Huh.
It's great. So he has $5 to live on until Friday when
How old is the main character?
He's a 20-something. He's like early 20s. Maybe even like right after high school sort of age.
All right.
Okay. It doesn't really get that specific. It not as important. So basically a guy, kind of a loser guy who still lives with his parents and which sounds really kind of familiar, I know, but come on.
The reason why I bring it up is there was a news story that happened on Sunday that there was a 17-year-old who was arrested after trying to rob an adult sex shop.
What?
Because the person working there talked him out of it and convinced him to fill out a job application, and he used his real name.
Wow.
Aww. Wow.
So he came in, brandished a gun. The person working there said, no, why are you doing this? Oh, well, I need money to support myself and my grandparents. And he's like, well, why don't you get a job?
So you're robbing a sex shop?
Yeah. If there's one thing that doesn't go out of style.
It's some 17-year-old schmuck, so it made me think of that.
Not just that, but like, I mean, the fact that he put his name on there is stupid enough already, but he's 17. He's not legally allowed to work there. Wouldn't that go...
You can be 17 and work in an adult shop.
Really? I thought you have to be 18.
Nope. Right?
Huh. Dave right. knows.
Dave knows.
I guess.
Would you mind doing the story to lead everyone into the bonus track?
for the bonus track.
Well, I'm going to... Because I know the new owners of said shop...
Mm-hmm. You can omit... Yes. Information.
So I
No. For the bonus track.
Oh yes.
We gotta wrap this up.
So
yes, you will.
Yes, I will.
Okay,
and it will be awkward as shit. So
okay, so
get ready, folks.
Looking forward to it.
Make sure to tune in to the bonus track that'll be following this episode. That'll be available on Saturday at bufferingpodcast.com. You can find us on Twitter and follow us at Buffer Podcast. You can find the Frank Oz Memorial Studio on Facebook by doing facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio. And you can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher
can I read
allows
it?
It's already halfway through, goddammit.
Okay.
Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or at the app stores. I can never do that line. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Intentionally picked a new one to see if I could do it, and then you totally jinxed it. You totally fuck you. But definitely check out Stitcher. There's also a link to the Buffering channel on our website, bufferingpodcast.com, where you can find our episode archive and all of our bonus tracks, including bonus movie bluff games, bonus Leonard Maltin games, bonus build-a-title games. We also did a Mystery Science Theater 3000 kind of thing for a couple cartoons. So lots of entertainment to listen to if you're bored and have access to a computer or can download stuff, because, I mean, we just put all of it out there. You can find me on Twitter. You can find everybody on iTunes, which I didn't mention before. Search for Buffering, or you can search for my name, or you can search for Adam's name, or you can search for Dave's name, or you can search for Dan's name.
Yay!
And so all of us are iTunes searchable, which is always a fun ego boost. And I think that is it. So everyone make sure to have a safe St. Patrick's Day this weekend. And we will see you next week where
Before you cut off, yes. For anybody in the Twin Cities area, if you are drinking that day, all the buses and light rails will be free until last run. Keep that in mind.
Yes, please be safe this St. Patrick's Day.
This message brought to you by the Buffering Podcast.
That's right.
Indeed.
And now you know.
And next week we will have Andrew Nelson joining us again, as well as Jen Diethart, who's also part of Decantus.
Yes, she is.
So a couple people we've already got next show lined up, which is always exciting. So make sure to check out that one. Check out all our bonus tracks. Check out everything. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Peace.